Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It is 2:07. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I'm Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show at the Cottage Grove Studios at the house, because guess what I'm doing? Hanging out with my own kids on a Saturday. Isn't that beautiful? We are watching this Vikings game with the sound down, and I am continuing to pray, and I'm so glad that the Lord is hearing me, because we are up over these Cincinnati Bengals. We have kept them to 3 points. We are at 17, third quarter, 4 minutes left. I'm hopeful and prayerful that by the time I talk to Steve Thompson at 2:50 during this program, that it would just be a nice and quiet game. There will be no surprises. My blood pressure will be regulated, and we will come out of this thing with a victory. That's the prayer. And I know you guys are in agreement with me. We can do it. I believe it. And you know what else you can do? Celebrate Minnesota winter. You know, I know there's no snow on the ground. My kids are just upset. We have pulled all the winter toys out, put all the summer and fall toys up. We have put snow and gas in the snow blower, and everything is just sitting there. We're ready. We're just waiting on the snow. Well, until we can play with those toys, what we're going to do is we're going to go over to Vikings Lake, because they have an amazing event, Winter Solstice, sponsored by Xfinity. It's a celebration of Minnesota winter going on now through February the 25th. There's some events out there, including Magic of Lights. There's a winter market with 14 local vendors. There's free. Hello, parents. Hello, parents. We've spent all our money on Christmas toys. Free skating, a warming house curling, a multi-lane ice slide, and a world record-setting biggest ice maze ever. And you know what? School is about to be over. We are looking for something to do, something fun with our families. This winter solstice could be it. And Kyle Chank is joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Kyle, thank you so much for being here to tell us all about it. Because listen, we out of school come Thursday. We got to have something to do with our kids. And this winter solstice is it.
Well, thank you for having me. And I got to say, once you use up all your prayers for the Vikings game this afternoon, we do need some snow. So we'll pray for that with you.
Now, tell us all about it. My kids and I went out there. We did the lights. It was beautiful. I mean, we rode through in the car and we saw all the Christmas lights. And it was just amazing. They had such a good time.
Yeah, we really do have something for everybody, like you said. So we have the Magic of Lights, which is a drive-through holiday experience. 2 million lights, got everything for all the kids. We have a life-size Barbie, monster trucks, nativity scenes, and then you end right at the warming house where you get free hot chocolate. And that runs through New Year's Eve. And my favorite part of that is you pile as many people safely into the car as possible, and it's one ticket price. So it's kind of a family affair. You get everybody in and have fun together.
And, you know, that's what we did. I got a 9-seater. So we brought some neighbors and we went, and they just had such a good time. And the light displays are amazing. And then when we got to the end of the thing, we were like, well, what's going on over here? There's so much fun stuff. So talk to us about the warming house and the hot chocolate and the skating. This is just amazing.
Yeah, and that's the most fun part for me, is there's something free for everybody. So if you don't want to pile everybody in, or you don't want to pay to go to the ice maze, is we have something free every day through February 25th. So ice skating for the kids. We have a 30-foot tall holiday tree presented by Mauer GMC. And then that warming house, like you said, that's where I'd be watching football tomorrow night, is you can grab hot chocolate, a hot dog or a beer, and sit there and enjoy the warmth while the kids go out and play.
And, you know, one of the things that we love doing during our holiday break is watching movies. And Tuesdays is movie night at 7 p.m.
Yeah, Tuesdays we have holiday movies every night, or every Tuesday night. And then most importantly, throughout the rest of December, we'll have visits from Santa as well, too.
And you know, while the kids are watching the holiday movies, I just appreciate the winter markets. Friday, 6 to 9 p.m., you've got the expanded hours, and it's a traditional holiday market. 14 participating folks are going to be there, the winter markets at Viking Lakes. And it's a wonderful time to support some of our local vendors, right?
Absolutely. 14 local vendors curated from our friends with Mitch's Markets. They are something to really come check out. I have three sisters, and that's where they'd spend all their time.
And money. Don't forget the money. Yeah, y'all go to the warming house and have your hot chocolate. We'll be over at the market spending up your money.
Exactly. And if you're like me, you haven't got all your holiday shopping done, so there's still two more weekends. I'll be out here personally tonight at the markets. So if you see us, say hello. And it's a great place, like you said, to shop local and then check off the rest of your shopping list.
And this is such a fun festival with the mazes and the curling and the warming house and the movies and the lights. You know, when you put all of that together, you could really spend all evening and afternoon out there.
Yeah, all evening, all afternoon. I think the biggest thing we hit on is it's a celebration of winter. You could come out multiple times, even if it's just a Saturday afternoon, or come back on a Tuesday evening. Once the ponds freeze over, we'll have youth hockey, youth skating, and the warming house, like we said, will be open through February 25th. So we really encourage it to be part of your community plans. If you're down in Cottage Grove with the kids like you are, and you're having that cabin fever in January, we'll bring you out here, and we'll always be here, which is the great thing.
And that's the fun part about it. You can go out more than once, and it's like you're coming again. Like, we went out and we just did, you know, the lights, and then we also did the warming house. But then we're going back tonight, right? And then we're going on Tuesday because we're going to do the movie. And so there's just something to do with the kids every day, because, again, this Christmas break is long. Okay, it's long. And as a parent, we have spent all our money on toys. And so we're looking for something fun and new and different for our kids to do to keep us entertained. But, you know, it's also an opportunity to make new family memories and new family traditions together, right?
Absolutely. And our calendar is online at winterscholastice.com. It has all the dates pre-planned out. So if you want to pick a specific date or just pull it up night of to see our events. Like, for example, tonight we have the Winter Solstice Cream Ale, which is a beer that we work with Bald Man Brewery, local in Eagan, Minnesota here. And we're releasing that, and it'll be available all winter long, but a cool party that's happening tonight, and we hope to see people there.
And we need you guys to go to skolstice.com, that's skolstice.com. You can get the schedule, the information, when the ponds freeze over, when it gets cold. You know, you guys are going to be doing even more fun stuff that's kind of put on hold right now because of these warmer temperatures. But it is just really a good time for the family to get out there and have fun together. And really, like you said, you got cabin fever, you want to get out of the house, you want to do something fun. You know, we done bought the snow pants and the gloves and all this other stuff, and we can't even use them right now. So we can get out and spend some time out in the evening and just really have a good time with the kids.
Absolutely. And we're excited to welcome people here. This is our third year. If you can't make it out this year, we'll be back next year as well, too. So we want to make this, like you said, an annual family tradition.
Yeah. And it's fun. And I'm telling you, my kids enjoyed it. I know your kids will, too, if you are listening. That is the winter solstice out there. And it's right off 494. You can't miss it. The lights are there. You can go online on the website, get all the information and get the schedule. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it, Kyle. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank you for having me.
All right. And I just have to tell y'all, because I promised Linnea I would keep her updated as she is out shopping. Those Bengals just scored a touchdown. The last thing we need them to do in this fourth quarter is get momentum. So right now it is 17-9. They've got to kick the extra point. But the Bengals did just score a touchdown. I'm not sure who got burned or smoked, but we do not need them getting any momentum in this fourth quarter. It has been a nice, sleepy, one-sided game, and we want to try to keep it that way. Keep it locked in to News Talk 830 WCCO. It's the Shaletta Show, and we will be right back. I tell you what I don't feel like. I don't feel like watching these Bengals make a comeback. 17-10. Vikings are still up. Fourth quarter, 14 minutes, 11 seconds left in the game. They are in Cincinnati. I'm just going to look away because there's a flag on the play right now. The crowd is clapping, and that does not mean things are going well for us. The last thing we need is for the Bengals to get any momentum at home in front of a sold out crowd. We need our Vikings to pull this off. The crowd was quiet. The game was sleepy. My blood pressure was down. Everything was great. And now, you know, I'm just going to look away. I'm just going to wait for Steve Thompson to give me an update. I may just turn off the TV. I don't know. I need something to cheer me up. And so I'm going to talk to my friends at Catholic Charities of St. Paul and Minneapolis, because Elizabeth Lighten, girl, y'all got this amazing thing going on right now at the Mall of America that I can't get to. Miss Therese told me about it. You guys got llamas and pets and trees, and you're giving and doing some amazing things out there. You've got to tell me what's going on.
Hi, Shaletta. Yeah, I'm calling in live from Macy's Court at Mall of America. We're here with the 31st annual Giving Tree event. It's the community event that we put on every year that allows folks to go shopping for their neighbors in need and do some quick volunteer activities. And then this year, I'm looking at them right now. We've got three alpacas still here, and people are just loving them. They are so fluffy and so cute. And it's just been a wonderful way for us to talk about our trauma-informed care model and how we are just doing things a little differently to take care of people.
Okay, let me just tell you something. You want me to finish my show, don't you say that you got alpacas at the Mall of America, because my kids will start putting their shoes and coats on, and we will be in the car trying to finish this show on the road. The Shaletta Show will go on the road, because there's nothing these kids like better than playing with an alpaca. Okay, now listen, you guys have been doing this Giving Tree for a long time, but this year you got a twist going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, you know, we've got therapy animals from North Star Therapy Animals, and people have just, from the moment we opened, have just been showing up with grins, and they're just really excited to take a beat from their shopping and visit with a cute dog. We had this really great cat who was just so friendly, and it's just been a really nice way for people to decompress and take a moment and take care of themselves.
And what they're also getting an opportunity to do is take care of their friends and their neighbors. And, you know, this is the Good Neighbor Station, and you've got this giving tree up. And there are so many kiddos out there who could really use some help this holiday season, making it merry and brighter. And those of us who've been blessed this year, who have a little extra money, and we can make a difference. So talk to me about how the giving tree works. When we come to play with the alpacas, do we just get somebody's name, go shopping, and bring the gift back? Is there a QR code? How does this work?
Yeah, so there's a few different ways. You know, if people can make it to the mall, we're here all day, 10 to 10 today and tomorrow. You can pick an ornament off the tree that has our most needed items, and we'll make sure that those things get back to the people who need them. And then if people can't make it out, if you just visit ccchwincities.org/givingtree, there's just a lot of different ways that you can get involved, you know, ship something to our distribution center, or find other ways that you could help somebody out this holiday season. Right now, we're really looking for some, our top five items this year are things like winter jacket, winter boots, you know, those cold weather essentials. And then, you know, we always need underwear. It's just it's a basic dignity item for those staying in our shelters. It really makes a difference.
We are talking to Elizabeth Leiden of Catholic Charities of the Twin Cities, St. Paul, and Minneapolis. She's the director of communication. She's live at the Mall of America. This was not an interview that we had set up. This was not on the bingo card. But I just heard what you all were doing, and you had the alpacas out there, and you've got these kids, and they have a need. And we have so many people listening to this show who are driving to the mall, who are going to be shopping for their friends and families and teachers and loved ones. And I thought, you know what, let me shine a light on this. Let me see if Miss Elizabeth can come on and talk about this, you know, because those of us who are in a position to be the change we want to see need to be that change. And that can happen as early as today by taking one of these ornaments, getting that gift while you're at the Mall of America, bringing it back, because there's some kids who are back at home waiting on us, waiting on our generosity, waiting on us to make a difference in their lives.
Absolutely. You know, we serve over 23,000 of our neighbors every year, kids, families, adults, older individuals, and it really makes a difference. What we collect at this time of the year really sustains us.
Okay, so how long are you going to be at the Mall of America with the Giving Tree? Again, this is, you know, our you know, busy shopping weekend. You know, we've got to make sure we got everything ready before Santa gets here next week and week after next. And so tell me what is it that how long are you going to be there?
Yeah, so we're going to be here for one weekend, and it's going to be today and tomorrow, 10 to 10. If the mall is open, we are open. And if you can't make it out, like I said, cctwincities.org/givingtree. There's different ways you can get involved if you can't make it to the mall, but we'd also love to see you here.
Yes, and I just thank you all. And you know, it's so amazing how much fun you have made this. You know, it's a destination, it's a gathering place. And I know you and Mr. Reese, y'all, you know, plan all year to make this fun for the entire family. And you know, y'all did it with the alpacas. I'm going to just tell you, whoever had the alpaca idea, they need to win Employee of the Month at Catholic Charities, because that is going to draw the kids, which will draw the parents. And you know, one of the things that I'm trying to teach my kids is that the season of giving is not just about giving to them. You know, a lot of times they'll write their letter to Santa, and you know, they'll put it out there, and then they'll mail it into the North Pole. And so I'm trying to tell them, let's go over to the Target and let's buy a couple of things, and let's take those gifts and make a donation, because there's some kids, and Santa needs to get to those kids as well. And so for me, what I really want to encourage parents to do is as we're going and shopping for our kids, take a break and help them to understand this is a teachable moment about the season of giving and the spirit of giving, and they won't soon forget that. And this could be an annual tradition for the family where you say, you know what, hey, did we buy something for someone else? Let's go, because they're going to have the Giving Tree up at the Mall of America, and there's some kiddos that, you know, who are waiting on the folks at Catholic Charities to bring them something for Christmas, and we can help out. And it's just a good way for parents to teach their kids about giving.
Absolutely, Shaletta. I think you said it. I mean, we're here. We've had so many kids come through. They're really excited about the animals, but then it's also been really great to watch them, you know, assemble a care package for someone who's going to be staying in one of our shelters, or color a note to a neighbor so that somebody gets a cute little personal item with the gift that they get. And it's just been really heartwarming to see all the families come through, and we just love to invite everyone to come out.
Well, I am so glad that you are there. Give us that website again, because I don't want anybody to miss it. Mall of America, today and tomorrow, 10 to 10. You can go right there to the tree. You won't be able to miss it because there's farm animals. So it's very hard to miss. Okay. You can't say, I come find them. Yes, you can. You can find the alpaca. Just go to in the mall and say, excuse me, where are the alpacas? I promise you somebody will point you in the right direction. But also for those folks who can't get to the mall today and tomorrow, and you are listening, make sure you go to the website and make a difference in the lives of our neighbors who need us the most. Miss Elizabeth, thank you so much for taking a minute. Like I said, this was not planned, but I heard what you all were doing today, and I thought, I've got to let my listeners know what's going on, because they know how to make a difference, and I didn't want them to miss out on this opportunity.
Thank you so much. We so appreciate your support. And yeah, once again, cctwincities.org/givingtree. Come on out.
All right. You have a great time. Have fun. If you see some kids screaming and yelling and running towards you, those are probably mine. Just hold them for me, because they're fast and young. I'm old and slow. I am coming, but I won't be able to catch them.
No, that's great.
All right. We will chat soon enough.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
And you all stick around. There's more to come. Jesus, take the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel. I don't even know what to say. We had a nice, sleepy, low blood pressure game. Vikings were up. Bengals had only 3 points. I don't know what happened at halftime. I don't know. But now we are in the fourth quarter with the game on the line. And my very relaxing, sleepy game, it's now tied. 17-17. And I just can feel my blood pressure. My face is twitching. My fingers are tingling. I'll have to get on the cuff during the break just to make sure that my levels are where they're supposed to be. These Vikings, I'm telling you, it's going to fill up the ERs. They've got to pull this game off. I don't know what they got to do, but they got to get it done, because they cannot come back to Minnesota without this win. We need it. Our fans need it. We deserve it. We've earned it. We can't keep putting the pressure on the Lynx to bring us a championship. Somebody else in town can bring us a championship trophy. Somebody else in town can bring us a parade. I know it. I feel it. Come on, Vikings. You can do it. All right. Now, listen, speaking of doing it, there's a lot of stuff you want to do in the new year. 2024, folks are excited. They said, this is my year. This is when I'm going to get it done. This is when it's going to happen. I have a vision for it. But how do you put that together? How do you how do you make sure that, you know, as you go out through the rest of the year, when February, March, April, May, June, July come, that you remember what the vision was that you had back in January? And they've got vision board parties that help you put a little something together that you can put up at your house and remind yourself, hey, this is what I visualize for myself for the new year. This is what I want to accomplish. This is how I'm going to get it done. And so when I found out that Alex Merritt was having a vision board party tomorrow from 3 to 6 in St. Paul, I said, I got to have her on the show. Because as we look back at the year we had and the things that we're expecting for our lives in 2024, this is the perfect time to stop, reflect, get it down on this board, put it up in our house so we know what our goals are going to be. And she is joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Becker Hotline. Alex, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, now you've got this vision board party tomorrow afternoon. You've got mimosas, you've got fun, you've got folks getting together. Talk to me about this event.
I'm so excited about my vision of love because it's an opportunity for people to create what they see coming. And more than that, be able to bring their ideas out of their mind and put them on this vision board. So I'm super thrilled, smart, ambitious women getting together over at Lenore Bridal to be able to create community and to celebrate the joy that 2024 is going to bring before 2023 is even over.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I love about it. I remember I was listening to a sermon by T.D. Jakes once, and he said something that I will never forget. He said, success is not a dollar amount. Success is when you can take an idea from inside your head and put it in front of your face. And that's when I remember, that's when I decided on my vision board were my books. I was like, I want to write a children's book for each one of my babies. It started in my head. I put it on a vision board. And April 2024, I will have written my fourth children's book. So each one of my babies has a book that started on the vision board.
Hey, yes, yes. And that's the beauty of the vision board party, is being able to have someone and yourself hold space for the ideas that are in your mind and the reality that everything we enjoy, everything we see, everything we like, the reality is all of that started in somebody's mind. And you get to bring the things out of your mind forward, too.
So tell me this, because a lot of times we think, oh, my God, that's too big. That's too much. I'm not going to say it out loud. I'm not going to put it on the vision board. I'm not going to talk about it because it just seems like it's a lot. But you are encouraging that at this event tomorrow, right?
Absolutely, because that's the power of vision board parties. Like, this is not a planning session, meaning that you don't have to know how it gets done. You just got to be clear about what you want to see happen. How will take care of itself. You will be led to the right things. It's just getting really crystal clear about what you want. And I say all the time, the bigger that it is, the more divine it usually is. And it requires support from beyond yourself. And that's where the real magic happens.
Okay, but what about the people who say, you know what, I don't want to put it out there because suppose it doesn't happen. I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want to put on here that I'm going to write children's books for all my babies. And then if it doesn't happen, people are going to, you know, talk about me or I'm going to be a failure.
Is realizing that what other people say is none of your business, actually, and your dreams are just that they're personal, and so you have to be committed to that. People are going to say something one way or the other. You don't have a time frame necessarily on it, and we don't know how the magic of God unfolds to bring it to life. And so I say go for what's in your heart because, you know, and I don't want to go church on you, but again, it's like, you know, God said, I'll give you the desires of your heart, and people usually, you know, take that to mean two things. It's like either whatever you in your heart is going to come to pass. Or the way I like to see it is the very desire itself is from God. And so if you desire it, know that, again, you are divinely equipped to bring it forward. And you just got to know that.
Well, I am so excited about this. It's a vision board party tomorrow in St. Paul at Lenore Bridal from 3 to 6. It's going to be fun. There's mimosas, all the supplies that you need to craft this vision board for 2024. It is going to be provided, and you'll get to mingle with other women. You know, and it's a great space to inspire you. It's cozy, it's intimate, and you know, this is a time, not after the beginning of the new year, for us to reflect, to sit down. And I like being at these vision board parties that you have, Alex, because it inspires me when I see the things that the other women there are looking to do in 2024. I'm telling you, I do mine in pencil because I start erasing because I get inspired. And this is not, you know, you can create a vision board at your house, you know, in isolation. But when you start seeing other women, when you start seeing the things that they want to accomplish, something inside of you starts to dream and bigger and want more.
And it can even come to life. I was at a vision board last year, and on her vision board party was like, I want to use this Santa costume. And she's telling us, you know, sharing that vision. And I was like, oh, I can make that vision come to life now. And I hired her and then just hired again last year. I mean, it was a vision just last year. And I'm like, wow. Oh, done. I will hire you now. And did. And so that's the power of sharing your vision as well, is because, like I said, you don't have to be the one to make it happen. You put it out there and then it unfolds. And her vision came to life immediately. So, yes, that is the power of doing it in community, not in isolation.
And I just love how you encourage the women at your vision parties to dream bigger and to support each other. Now, listen, there's some folks who are texting me because the people that listen to the show, they text me and in real time, they expect me to respond. Like, I'm not really on radio doing my job. But I love it because that lets me know that we are having a real conversation and they are a part of the conversation. And so you got to tell us how folks can get these tickets, because there's a limited supply of tickets, because you specifically and purposefully make these gatherings intimate. So it's not just this huge thing, so that women can get together, they can connect, they can network and support each other as we dream big for 2024.
Yes, you can grab them at dessertanddiscussion.com. Go to the shop there. It's up. You can grab My Vision of Love. You can click the purchase there at dessertanddiscussion.com. Where the tickets are, and like I said, and there's only one ticket left, actually.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Okay. Well,
they were coming in this morning. I was better, like, oh, my goodness.
We better hurry up because the event is tomorrow, and you don't want to miss out. Miss Alex, thank you so much for being here on the Shaletta Show. Happy holidays.
You too. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. And she's been joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And speaking of hot, these Vikings, and Jesus heard me, because they scored a touchdown. And so we're up 23-17. We got a little cushion. We got a little padding. So we're going to try to pull this thing out. We're in the fourth quarter. We just got to bring this W back to the state of Minnesota, because we need it. How much? Steve Thompson's going to tell us about that next. I'm on pins and needles at 2:48 because the Vikings are in Cincinnati, where Sean and I lived for quite some time. I worked over at WCPO, the ABC station there. Went to Lincoln Heights Baptist Church as a member. Lived in a little town called Newton. I thought it was Newtown, but apparently it's Newton. Actually, John Boehner. We were in his district when we lived and worked in Cincinnati. And we were there for a little bit after I left. We were in the Twin Cities from 2004 to 2010 and went to Cincinnati to live and work in 2010 before soon moving to Houston. And so we know the stadium. We've been there. We've been to the Bengals game. Marvin Lewis and all those good folks that were there that greeted us and were so kind to us. We've had the Skyline Chili. But I have to tell you that I'm not rooting for Cincinnati. I'm hoping that they lose. And I was really enjoying the sleepy matchup between the Vikings and the Bengals. Vikings were up for a long time. Bengals held strong at just 3 points. And then in the fourth quarter, those Bengals came back and tied the game. I don't know if Marvin Lewis called and gave him some tricks or tips. I don't know what happened during halftime. I don't know who was in the locker room, but it fired him up, and I don't appreciate it. And so now the Vikings have come back. It's 23-17. We've got 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. You know, it's so close. It's so close right now. Is Steve there? Because I got to talk to my friend Steve.
He's calling in to the show.
And Josh says he's calling in 1 second because I got to know if we're going to pull this off. We got 2 minutes. Now, a football 2 minutes and a regular 2 minutes are two different 2 minutes. This could be going on for the next hour. Steve, what is going on? My blood pressure was fine. As you could tell, my anxiety has kicked in. I was having a nice, calm, relaxing show, talking to my guests. We were having a good time. And then all of a sudden, I don't know if Marvin Lewis came and talked to these Bengals at halftime, but they came out and tied the game up.
Right, and then looks like the Vikes have grabbed the lead late. You know what, though, Shaletta? You got to let it go. It's just a game. They're millionaires playing for billionaires. It's all good.
But, you know, I can't let it go because there's too many people counting on them for a win. We've been let down so many times. We put so much pressure on the Lynx. They give us championship after championship. It's about time somebody gave the Lynx a break. It's about time these Vikings brought this town a championship. Give us a parade we all deserve, need, and want in our lives.
Well, it is going to be a gigantic challenge with Kirk Cousins on the sideline for the rest of the year. And really, you look at the Bengals, Joe Burrow, he's lost for the year with an injury. There's a lot of big-name quarterbacks this year, and Cousins and Burrow are certainly two of the biggest names, and they're going head-to-head today. Both teams have a chance to make the playoffs, but in general, you've got to have your starting quarterback playing well to make a Super Bowl run. You look at, you know, the great Patrick Mahomes. I mean, you don't need to say any more than that. I mean, you know, generally great quarterbacks are the ones that win it all.
Yeah, we're finding out now with Bill Belichick. He doesn't have his great quarterback. He's being exposed, ain't it? Ooh, child, it's a mess over there.
Yeah, and I think that's a symptom, Shaletta, of Bill Belichick, and he's been a genius over the years in the Brady era of being able to move players in, move players out, play within the salary cap, and surround Brady with talent. But ultimately, in the NFL, you're going to have down years. And I think with the Minnesota Vikings, they're up against the cap. They have Kirk Cousins. Not a lot of margin for error when it comes to, you know, fielding a competitive football team. And beyond that, at some point, the way it's structured is you're going to have to take a step back. And the Patriots are in that part of the cycle right now.
All right, Steve, you have to tell me, are we going to win this game? I mean, we got 48 seconds left. We're up 24-17. The Bengals have the ball, 2nd and 10. I mean, can we just go ahead and put it back on Peppa Pig? Are we done? Can I let my kids watch the cartoons they want to watch right now? Or do I need to stick around?
I would stick. Higgins made one of the great touchdown catches in the history of the NFL a moment ago. Somehow staying in bounds and then throwing the ball over the goal line as he fell out of bounds. This is one we're going to be talking about for a long, long time. That will stand, and Cincinnati's within an extra point of tying this game with 39 seconds left.
How did he just do this, Steve? How did he catch this ball? There's a defender on him. He stood. No. There's a grown. You have a grown adult man trying to pull you down, and you still stand up and break the pylon. Really? Who is this man? I need them to check his, because he got to have a cape on. This is some Superman type of stuff right here.
You know, I'd like Josh Wheeler to jump in and comment on that. Josh, is that not one of the great touchdown catches you've ever seen?
Yeah, that's up there with the Jefferson Bills catch from last season for sure. That is a very special catch.
Well, I need them to miss this extra
to be hauled out of bounds by Evans and be able to pivot his body. He does almost a 360 to get the ball into the end zone and maintain possession.
Yeah, you're out muscling somebody to put the ball across the pylon, basically. That's That's next level stuff right there. That's why T. Higgins is a first round draft pick.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you know, people, you've got to find that highlight at some point. That is absolutely spectacular, Shalata. That's as good a catch as you're ever going to see what T. Higgins did a moment ago to tie the game or get within one.
Oh, my goodness. Steve, this is ridiculous. They're going to be showing this on SportsCenter. We don't want to be on the other side of that poster. This is going to be top plays on every sporting network in the world. I don't want to keep seeing this over and over again. Now we got to win the game. Otherwise, they're going to be showing this play forever.
Hey, no, Shalata, it's bigger than that. That could go viral on TikTok.
Oh, you said the V word. You said the V word.
Yeah. Now, what I really wanted to know, are you ready? Are you ready for Christmas?
Steve, I got the tree up, but not one gift underneath. I know. I got to get it together, Steve. Have you done your shopping? I have not done my shopping. It's like I don't know Christmas is coming up in 9 days. It's like I don't know that. Mm-hmm.
I've done a little, but the good news is I have tracking. It's on the way. I buy a few things in person. I buy a few things online. So I'm pretty much done. Some of it's not here. Mm-hmm. And then you know what? My daughter, Erin, she loves to wrap gifts. And the bigger ones she can't get done, but the smaller ones she can. So I've got to help her, and that's good.
Well, gift wrapping is a lost art. It really is.
Yeah.
Remember when they used to have the gift wrapping section and you could drop your stuff off and they would be nice and so elaborate? You know, and we just don't wrap gifts anymore. I think we've lost the art of presentation. So that's so good to hear that Erin is wrapping gifts. We'll probably get on Amazon tonight and Target.com do a little shopping since Uncle Steve has put some fire under us. Steve, you keep folks updated with this game and let them know what's going on. I pray we don't have to go into overtime, that the Vikings can pull this one off. I'm going to take an extra dose of my blood pressure medicine. Steve will be up next. I will see you all next week. You have a great week, and we will chat soon.